7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz. Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back again, and it is the 2018 NFL Draft Prospect Rating System that we got going on, and this time we have Ronald Jones, the second out of USC. Rojo! As always, I'm here with Tim and Tom. Guys, how's it going?
Fantastic. It's exciting to be talking about these draft prospects. The combine's a little over a week away, and I can't wait.
I'm getting real sick and tired of you assholes getting me fired up about subjects that don't relate to football prior to these shows. So, fuck you, Josh.
Normally, I don't like to compare these players to other players. I mean, we kind of did on the last one. The one before, kind of touching on Darius Geis with one Marshawn Lynch just a little bit at the end. I have a comparison for Ronald Jones the second at the end of this that I would like to share with you guys.
There we go.
So you guys are probably not going to like it.
Well, that's, I believe, what we like to call in the business a cock tease.
So let's go to
cock tease Josh.
Let's go to start this off. We are going with the vision category here, rating scale of 1 to 10. We have it all rated an 8 across the board.
Well above vision for Mr. Rojo, the Texas, what are they calling him? What's his other nickname?
The Texas Tesla.
There you go. USC primarily ran zone blocking scheme. Smart Ronald Jones definitely thrives in that scheme. Ability to understand the scheme and see what's in front of him. Sees the hole and then gets through it. Pretty simple. Well above average vision for him. Played behind a terrible offensive line. You know, we kind of bashed them quite a bit when we were talking about Sam Darnold last week, and they weren't giving him much to work with, and he had a very solid junior year. Put up big-time numbers.
Tom, have you ever seen five fat idiots fighting over a chicken wing?
Yes.
That's essentially what the USC offensive line was, and Ronald Jones, the second, found a way to maneuver through those fat idiots. Vision, not a 9, not a 10, but giving him an 8 is absolutely fair. We all made a spectacular decision. Good job, Josh and Tom.
Moving on, we have the balance portion rating scale of 1 to 10. Tom and you rated at 8, and Tim at 9.
Dude was a freaking pinball.
Yeah.
All year long. I don't know how you rated him anything under a 9, in all honesty. An 8's okay, but he was a 9. He bounced around, like I mentioned, those fat pieces of shit earlier. He did. He ran through them. He bounced off them, bounced off defenders, linebackers, everyone in the pack. What is it, the Pac-12 now?
Pac-12.
Pac-12 bounced around like crazy. His balance was superb. Give him a 9.
Yeah, Jones is a smaller running back, and Ronald Jones thinks 8 is great, and I agree with him. You know, if you look just at his height and weight, you wouldn't...
8 is great, but 9 is fine, Tom. Move on.
If you look at his height and weight, he doesn't seem like he'd be that running back that would be able to deliver blows or withstand big-time contact, but he was able to do that. Did a very good job staying on his feet after contact. Definitely ripped through arm tackles. You definitely need to lay a solid blow on this kid to take him down. His good ability to spin off tackles, maintain forward momentum. He's got the ability to transition fluidly on jump cuts and get back to full speed.
Dude, I can't handle you right now.
What? I'm fired up about Rojo.
Moving on is the burst 1 to 10 rating scale, and we all put it at a 10. I was just waiting at this spot here. There was many runs that we saw when he would run out to the outside on a sweep, and he would get stopped probably about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and then we get to see his vision. We get to see the balance of him getting pushed off of a defender, and then the burst of speed that he does to go across field and then to go back the other field to kind of run away from your defenders. And that's kind of going into the elusiveness part further down. But that burst, when he goes from that little break where he's stuck at and then he breaks through, that is pretty impressive.
I'm pretty surprised that, Josh, yours is what it is because you have him equal to one Sonny Michel. I'm surprised that Tom has Rojo's burst higher than Sonny Michel's. That was kind of my biggest takeaway from this. I do believe it's great. I do believe it's fantastic. I do believe that it is better than Sonny Michel's. I'm just shocked that Tom believes that as well.
Why are you shocked, Tim?
You were all about that Sonny Michel, that burst, that aggressiveness, everything he showed throughout the year, kind of everything that you've talked about, you know, since breaking it down. I just, you know, not saying that you're wrong or that you're doing anything awkward, just the way you have talked leading up to this, I thought 100% you would have had Sonny Michel's burst above one Rojo.
Well, you're wrong.
Yes.
Quit trying to tell me how to do my rankings. I don't appreciate it.
My mama told me to tell you.
No, Jones, when this dude, when he sticks his foot in the ground and goes into that north and south runner, it's impressive. He's 0 to 60, and it's hard for defenders to get a solid hit on him. Gets at full speed extremely fast, and if you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile on you. Mm-hmm.
Moving on, we have the pass-catching ability, receiving-wise. We all have it a 3 across the board.
I almost had it at a 2, in all honesty. I almost put him at a 2 because I thought that his production should have been a bit higher, having a quarterback like Sam Darnold, in all honesty. But with the players that had surrounded him, obviously last year, athletes were much higher caliber, but in 2017 specifically, he did just enough to warrant a 3 to be declared, hey, he's an average pass catcher.
Yeah, he wasn't really used much in the pass catching department his first and second year, kind of got more of a role in his junior year at USC, flashed quite a bit, got that good short area quickness, has a lot of good traits, long speed to be mismatches for linebackers.
Moving on, we have the elusiveness that kind of tied in with the burst and the vision and the balance a little bit there, but we put it all at a 5 as well.
He's got some nasty cuts. Boy. Makes a lot of defenders miss, kind of bounces off him quite a bit. Excellent foot quickness. Love it.
You may as well call him a 13-year-old high school girl. Man's cutter. He just freaking zings and zangs and
how do you
cuts
even come up with that?
I mean, just dirty. Is,
what do you got that written on a piece of paper? You have an idea?
This is all here in my messed up head.
Googling dude, that dude. Shit? What is going
dude,
on?
Dude is ridiculous. Those cuts are absolutely absurd.
Holy
hell. 5's warranted across the board.
Pass protection, me and Tom 2 and Tim 3.
I don't know what he was able to do. Listen, the dude is 6 foot, 200 pounds, literally has a friggin' pile of fat dumbasses in front of him who let everything, they're a sieve, they let everything through, and the dude did a good enough job of keeping Sam Darnold on his feet. At least average, a 3. He's average.
He needs to improve a lot in this department.
This department.
This is one spot Jones needs to get better at, and I think his size really affects him.
For sure.
Only being right around 200 pounds, maybe for playing sure. at 190, as some people are saying. But kind of, he's not really proactive in it, and I don't like to see that. He doesn't like to go in the hole, meet those linebackers, and he kind of plays a little scared out there in my eyes.
A little bit.
Is he a legit 6 foot, or is he going to be measuring in, you think, slightly below?
I bet 5'11 and a half.
5'11 and change.
And I bet you...
5'11 and 5/8.
I bet you he's 5'11 and a half and, like, 194. Like, I think he's a solid 200. Unless he puts on that water weight that Fournette did.
Breakaway speed. Breakaway speed, 1 out of 3 rating. We all rated a 3, pretty safe to say. He's got that speed.
He's got that track speed. Ran in high school and college. Truly expect him to run in the 4.3s. I wouldn't be shocked if he has got the fastest 40 time for a running back. He's got the ability to be that home run threat.
He needs to, for his draft stock, to have the fastest time for a running back. He needs to be in the 4.3s.
Ball security, 1 out of 3 rating, and we all rated it a 3 as well.
2 fumbles and 591 carries.
Dirty.
Impressive.
Yep.
Which equals to every 207 carries, 1 fumble.
Thanks, Bill Nye. Next
just
question.
Breaking it down for you. next one we have is the production.
listen, what he did at USC is fantastic. He didn't ever have a great team around him. He had one of the best quarterbacks in college football, but the rest of the team never was able to get off. I mentioned this earlier to Tom. He did not agree. I feel like if you swap Ronald Jones and Sony Michel, Ronald Jones is head and shoulders above where Sony Michel is right now. And who knows what Michel is able to do and that UFC offense. Just feel like it's a very interesting thought of what happens placing one Ronald Jones in a either split back or high quality offensive line situation. Even with his size, I believe he's going to be the Alvin Kamara-esque shock back of 2018. Not that he is similar in terms of style, but what he brings to the table, and if he ends up in the right situation, like Kamara did, ending up in the perfect situation, he's going to have some monster numbers.
He only had 1 year getting over 200 total touches. I really like that. Doesn't have a lot of mileage on those tires. But when he did, when he got 261 rushing attempts this year, over 1,500 yards, got to love that. 5.9 yards per carry, 19 touchdowns. All in all, I like him a lot.
All right, guys. So this is where I sit with Ronald Jones II. I like him. Everything I see on tape about him, I really do. I like the fact that he can slash across the field whenever he feels like it. I like everything about that. But it just reminds me so much of another running back that was just drafted recently. And you kind of see these comparisons and hear these comparisons, right? A lot of comparisons I've been hearing and seeing about Ronald Jones is a poor man's version of Jamaal Charles. I'm sure you guys have heard that.
Yep.
Well, there's another running back that was labeled that as well. And another key thing that was talked about was the height and size of the player. Another running back that's kind of close to that is 5'10", same weight, around 205 pounds. Kind of had put up the same stats, 1,500 yards rushing, 14 touchdowns, and he is a slasher running back. And that is one, Paul Perkins. Think about it. They are pretty they are very similar in built stature-wise, and they put up pretty similar numbers as well. And you got to look at the offenses that they were a part of, pretty similar in a sense. This is what I think of. When I see Ronald Jones, I think it has to be the perfect situation like an Alvin Kamara, right? If he is put in a situation like Paul Perkins was with the Giants, he is set up to fail.
Yeah, I don't think Perkins is nearly the athlete that Jones is.
Nope.
But I definitely agree if he's in a crappy situation with a battle line, I could see him definitely struggling. But you could say that with almost any running back in my eyes.
Paul Perkins was in probably a better situation his final 2 years at UCLA than when Ronald Jones was at USC. And Ronald Jones still had, I believe, his 12 more touchdowns than when Paul Perkins did. So I get what you're saying in terms of size. There is a chance, to be fair. Let's call it as a spade a spade here. If he's not put in a good situation like Paul Perkins wasn't, then he could fail. But Ronald Jones' talent is far superior, in my opinion, than one Paul Perkins.
Anything else, guys?
That's all I got, really. Where would you see him drafted?
Yeah, where would you like to see him?
I think he's a second-round draft pick. He could fall to the third. It's all going to depend on his combine numbers. If he runs in the 4.3s, like Tom said, I don't see how it's not Saquon Barkley, Sony Michel, Derek Geis, and then... Darius.
Now you're even calling him the wrong name.
Well, it wasn't on purpose. And then one Ronald Jones II. Because I do have, I know you guys don't agree, I have Ronald Jones II on the same playing field as one Darius Geis.
You have him ranked a lot higher, actually.
I do.
I think Jones is going to be early second round pick. I think he'll probably be third or fourth running back off the board.
I think it's very I'm sorry to cut you off. I think the biggest thing for him is to, and it's not that he can control it, but measure 6 feet tall or higher and then weigh in at close to 210 and then still display that 4.3 speed.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing. If he does that, then he is a top three back.
I think he should be drafted in the third round, but I think he will be drafted in the second round.
Hope it's so. All about that combine for him.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's all we have for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the breakdown that we had there for you on Ronald Jones II out of USC. Any final comments, Tim? Looks like you want to say something.
Nope. Just want to say fuck you, Josh.
All right. Fair enough. Again, you guys can follow us on Twitter at PonyKegSports, at Pony_Keg_Tom, and Fight Talk Tim. And until next time.
Peace.